This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Don't be alarmed when you see dragons and superheroes in Atlanta this weekend. Fans of comics, cosplay, and science fiction are all gearing up for DragonCon. Among the featured guests is Georgia native Afua Richardson, who has been rocking her black girl magic as an illustrator of Marvel's Black Panther, World of Wakanda. She is in studio with us. Good morning, Afua.
Good morning.
Okay, it is so great to have you here to talk about Wakanda and all of the work you've been doing. I know you recently won the Eisner Award for your work on the comic book series, Black Panther, World of Wakanda. How did you come to even start working on this series?
Oh, gosh, it's such an exciting time. I was actually scheduled to do a variant cover for the main series that Ta-Nehisi Coates and artist Brian Stelfreeze was working on. Brian, who's a phenomenal artist, who actually, you know, mentored and inspired me. I was thrilled just to do that. Ta-Nehisi messages me after a couple months because I didn't hear anything. I was like, oh, I guess they're not going to use the cover. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm sorry I grabbed your email from the CC, but I had to tell you that I really love this cover. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to use it as a variant. We're going to use it for a cover for a brand new series. And I was just so excited. They were telling me Roxane Gay and Yona Harvey were going to be the first and second women, black women, to pen a story for Marvel Comics. And I was going to be a part of that. And I was just nerding out. I was just nerding out. I was like, yes, this is great. So I just threw my all into it, and it paid off. And so I got to do all five covers in a 10-page story written by Yona.
So what do you think is fueling this interest between all generations? Because even when I know I went to see the movie, people of all generations dressed in African garb in theaters, all nerding out at the same time.
Exactly. You know, I think a lot of the images of blacks in the media have been kind of askewed. You know, we have a lot of different things that I think people look towards and they think, okay, well, this is what I can be. And not to say that entertainers and athletes are not great, but it is not the full spectrum of what blacks are capable of. But they limit themselves because this is what's projected to them. So if you see a female engineer, you know, that says, hey, yeah, this could be you. Here it is right here. Here's an example of it coming into fruition. And so I think just something to be proud of, something to, you know, say, hey, yeah, this is me. This is my people. This is, even if it's fictional, you know, like it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. You are a self-taught artist.
That is correct.
How did you come to sketch?
Well, sketching was something that was very cathartic for me. I was actually a classical flautist. I went to school in New York and went to LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts and did an undergrad at Juilliard. And then I realized I didn't want to be a classical flautist.
After Juilliard.
Right. I wouldn't just seem so unhappy. I love music still, but I think art became something that was functional. You know, in New York, you try to get as many jobs as you can as a musician. And so I was like, well, I can't afford a graphic designer. I'm going to have to make my own website, make my own flyers. And for a time, I actually didn't have a place to live. So I was like, I need to know how to do something well or I'm not going to survive. And I was used to practicing the flute for hours a day. So I was like, okay, I have to practice something slowly and correctly in order to do it well. I went through so many difficult things in my life that what saved me, what kept me peaceful was looking at artwork, was listening to music. Because I was like, you know what? This is beautiful. There has to be someplace beautiful that isn't right here. And you know what? If I listen to this, I can take myself there. And I saved my life, you know, like having a mom with a mental illness. And it was very hard to have peace in the house. And mental illness isn't really, you know, dealt with very much in the black community. Yes. So it was just like, well, that's just what you have to deal with. And the violence and the frustration and the gaslighting. But listening to music, it helped me focus. It helped me focus my mind. It helped me focus my heart. And I was like, well, you know what? This is saving my life. What do you do for something that saves your life? You know, like, I intend to pay that debt by being the best that I can, you know, so I have to do this. And that means, well, I better be good at it, because if I have to do this, then, you know, I better dedicate my time, you know, to, and you know, I'm not going to be the best. That's fine. I just have to be my best.
Let's return to my conversation with Afua Richardson. She's an artist, musician, and performer who will be attending DragonCon in Atlanta this week. Afua is one of the artists behind the World of Wakanda comic book series, and she's also working on a graphic novel that details the early life and work of civil rights icon and U.S. Representative John Lewis of Atlanta. I recently sat down with Afua to learn more about the book, which is entitled Run.
What I also love about this book is that it tells you about the people who you might not know, the names of the people and the faces of the people you might not know. And what's very unique about this particular comic book, being a historical comic book, what you get from history books is what happened, when, you might get why, but you also get that it's told by the person who won. Mm-hmm. So you don't get a full scope of the historical events, but this kind of gets into the emotions of what people were feeling while this is going on, the fear, the frustration, the turmoil, the joy, even the camaraderie, mm-hmm. or even the names and faces of people who were white, who were part of the civil rights movement, whose names we don't know, but they died and they fought and they loved. It's heart-wrenching sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I need to take a break. This is just real heavy.
Yes, I'm looking at some of it right now. Is there a difference between sketching superheroes and then illustrating civil rights pictures?
Definitely. With superheroes, you want to try to capture the apex motion. You want something that looks, you know, fantastic and, you know, exaggerated. And you want to try and, you're definitely drawing a lot more muscles. Superheroes are splashy, you know, but trying to add that same interest and intrigue to something that's real and just as heroic, more so. Because these people are actually saving lives. These people are changing lives for the better, and they're sacrificing themselves and their time and their energy for a greater good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you have traveled the world and are continuing to do so throughout the country. This one coming up, are you planning to, meet anyone in particular? I mean, what excites you about DragonCon?
Ooh, DragonCon is like a pop-up city. It's like, hey, everybody, we're nerds, we're geeks. It's totally fine. Just be who you are and somebody else here.
Somebody else.
And what's really fun is that, you know, I'll dress up in costumes sometimes because mm-hmm. I'm like, why not me? Everybody else is in awesome costumes. I wouldn't be in awesome costume too.
I've seen you in Wonder Woman, I think.
Yes. It's been fun. Like, people will interact with you as the character. So one year I was dressed up as Chitara from the Thundercats, and this amazing drag queen who's dressed as Wonder Woman was like, Thundercats, oh. I'm like, my life is complete.
We are really starting to see more people of color and mm-hmm. more women at yes. these events, and also in your industry and in the gaming industry.
Absolutely.
And that used to be dominated by white men.
Yes.
And now we're seeing people that look like you.
Mm-hmm.
This must be exciting for you.
It definitely is. You know, and I don't fault the industry for being what it was. You know, like if there were a salsa industry and it was dominated by Latinos, it's a part of their culture. This was a part of white culture, mm-hmm. you know, and this was something that, you know, Jack Kirby and Stan Lee and creators like those, Neil Adams, this is like a very old industry in the United States as part of a American culture. And there were definitely blacks there. You just didn't know their names. You wouldn't know that Larry Strawman was a black guy necessarily. You wouldn't know because their art spoke for them. Or Christopher Priest, you wouldn't know that he was writing the Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
But now in this age when, you know, we have the internet and you can see who they are, you can interface with them, you can go to conventions and meet them. And what's also happening is that the industry itself is changing, because they were making comics featuring black protagonists, but the industry wasn't necessarily supporting it. So now that people are sort of voting with their dollars, saying, hey, if you make a black female protagonist, we will buy it. If you make a film with a mainly black cast, we will go out in droves and dress up and support this. Mm-hmm. That speaks volumes. That speaks more than a complaint on Twitter. you know? So yes. People are industries are now responding saying, okay, this is a viable business venture. We will invest. So get creative, y'all. Like if you don't see the people or your story or whatever, a part of your culture or what's on your heart represented in the media, don't get mad, get inventive. That's an opportunity, you know, for you to fill that gap, fill that need of what's missing in the industry.
Afua Richardson is a musician and artist. Her latest work includes the World of Wakanda comic series and an upcoming graphic novel featuring Representative John Lewis. This is GPB Atlanta.